Get started. Now we want to finish up our lesson on the ingredients that are in the name of Jesus. The ingredients that are in the name of Jesus. As your foot, the front of your bulletin says, all of these titles described are in. All of these titles described are in the name. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, salvation, strength, life. Wonderful, the Prince of Peace, Counselor, all of that is in the name of Jesus. And the devil wants us to try to take one of those ingredients out and substitute it with something else. So we got to be careful to make sure that if the Lord say it's in his name, to leave it in his name. If the Lord says it's in his name, leave it in his name. Even though other people don't believe it, you leave it alone. And you let the Lord work that mixture the way he say it, set up. He sets it up to be worked, okay? Now, on the back of the bulletin is where I'm going to be focusing that on today. Jeremiah chapter number 32, 17 through 27. Now, on the back, you see I have the phrase in bold. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. Now, Jesus set this up. Well, all of this is in his name because he knows the saints are going to go through things. Saints are going to have challenges. We're going to face obstacles. We're going to have things that are going to be questionable that come on up in our life. And we need to know that everything we need is in the name of Jesus. So Jeremiah chapter number 32, 17 through 27 is really the Lord's resume. This is Jesus' resume. Chapter number 32, 17 through 27. As we go through each verse, you're going to see the Lord is preparing his people to get a clear understanding of who he is or his power, right? All right, so let's get started. Verse number 17.
Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by the great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
In this verse, Jesus shows us his Godhead. Jesus is showing us that he is God by himself, showing us that he's Father through creation, he's the Son through redemption, he's the Holy Ghost as the keeper, the sustainer, or the preserver of his people. Notice what it says there. When he looked at the Lord God, he said, behold, look at the power of the Lord. The Lord has made the heavens and the earth by his great power, and he stretched out arm. And he said, because I see all of this, he said, I came to this conclusion that there's nothing too hard for Jesus. And that's where the devil tries to get us to pay attention to the little small things that go on in our lives instead of the great wonders that are laid out before us. The small things that go on in our lives instead of the great wonders that are laid out before us. Remember who you have down on the inside. You have the God of creation down inside of you. You're serving the one that said, let there be light, and there was light. As I think Brother Robert is mindful to tell us about some communications he has with people that try to persuade him to think that there's more than one God. And people oftentimes are telling him that, say, well, Jesus is separate from God. And Robert said, no, Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. He performs in many ways. He performed as a creator when he made the heaven and the earth. He performed as a redeemer when he took on flesh and shed blood to redeem mankind from their sins. He performs as a sustainer or a keeper when he puts himself down inside the soul of a person that seeks him, that waits on him. Jesus says that, but tarry, await into the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with what? Power from on high. So that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is power from on high. And all of that is Jesus.
Yes.
All of that is Jesus. The same one that said, "Let there be light," was the same one that hung on the cross.
Yes.
The same one that hung on the cross is the same one that gets in your body and enables you to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. So the beginning of the Lord's resume, he's trying to help us to understand that he is God. And because he's God, there's nothing too hard for him. All right, everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ is God, there's nothing too hard for him. Now, sometimes you may let your mind slip, get into a little, you know, where you be focusing on something you shouldn't focus on. And it make you question where you are and who you are. But then that's why you say, well, let me get my mind back on track. Let me not forget who it is that I'm serving and who I have down on the inside. There's nothing too hard for Jesus, all right? Now, as you get through, as we go through each one of these verses, you got to keep reminding yourself of this. There's nothing too hard for Jesus, all right? Okay, how bad stuff get in your life, how sick you may feel, you know, how big your problem may be. You got to keep telling yourself, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. It's too hard for me, but it's not too hard for Jesus. Right? Does that make sense? It may be too hard for you, but it's not too hard for Jesus. All right? Now, the key is make sure you get Jesus on the inside of you. That way you can win. That way you can be successful. All right? Then verse number 18.
Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands. And recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after
yes.
them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
All right, verse number 2, Jesus identifies himself as being the great, right? The great, not just the great, but also the what? The mighty God. And also what? The Lord of hosts. He's the great, the mighty God, and he's the Lord of hosts. Now, all of that is in the what? In the name of Jesus. All right? That's why I think that writer over there, our theme scripture, Jeremiah 29:11-12, same writer, did not know the name. Now, remember, Jeremiah did not know the name. Only thing he knew was what Moses knew. That was, I am that I am. But who are we? We are blessed. Because we know the name.
Yes.
They only knew the ingredients. Right?
Yes.
Imagine you had to go around just talking about the ingredients.
Right.
But now the Lord said, no, you can stop talking about the ingredients and talk about the name. Right? God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above what? Every name. Right? And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's it. That's it. Jesus Christ is Lord, right? Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11-12, say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you what? An expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me, and I will do what? Hearken unto you, right? That's what it says. The Lord will listen to you, right? He says when in verse number 13, I think that is, in chapter number 29. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with what? That's a blessing to be in a place that believes that Jesus is God, because now you know who to call on. You know to call on the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, when you call on him, get your mind in a seeking mode. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with what? You got to get rid of all of the doubts, all of the unsettledness in your mind, and say, Jesus is the answer to everything that I need. Right? Jesus is the answer to everything that I need. Right? That's true, saints. You think about what the Lord has shown. Not just to you, but people that came before you. According to verse number 18, the Lord didn't just start loving man. Scripture said he'd been loving people down through the years. Mm-hmm. He said his loving kindness had been shown to what? Thousands. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. He's been showing loving kindness to thousands. Yeah. And he's been dealing with sinners. Yeah. You think sinners just started in your day? The Lord been dealing with sinners for a long time. He just been giving them time to get themselves together. But then when they make up their mind and they don't want to serve the Lord wipes them right on out. He winks on them and takes their breath out of them and makes them to realize you are nothing. You're nothing before the Lord. You're nothing before Jesus. That's what Pharaoh thought. Pharaoh thought he was so strong and so mighty. Because he was living in these places that these old slaves built. And he was beating them and doing all his other horrible things to them. And then the Lord just took Pharaoh and made him nothing. Made him nothing, killed his baby. Took him and wiped out his entire army. Made his name nothing. Made the Lord told the Jews, you will never be threatened by Egypt again. And sure enough, the Lord has kept his promise. He's kept his promise. He's kept his promise to them, all right? So Jesus is the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts. All right, verse number 19.
Great in counsel and mighty in works.
Yes.
Thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. Give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
Now this scripture lets me know that Jesus is omniscient, meaning he knows all things. You can't get by Jesus. You cannot get by Jesus. You can't navigate this thing called life without Jesus. Jesus calls himself the great counselor. Now remember, that's one of them ingredients that was in his name. Counselor. He says he's great in counsel and mighty in works. Now you may go down a path that you think is right, and the Lord show you that ain't the right way to go. And then he shows you another path. And you say, well, Lord, I don't see how that's going to work out. But then it lets you know he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He pulls things together that don't seem like they're going to work out. He does these things. He said he looks on not just some people, but he looks on all of us. He looks on all of the ways of men to give everyone, right? I think Brother Jones was talking about that this morning. You might get by me. You might get by me and say, you might fool me and say, Elder Scudder, I'm so saved, I got the Holy Ghost. But the Lord knows you. You can't get by Jesus. One day you're going to stand before Jesus by yourself. Mother's not going to be there, father. Your children not going to be there. You're going to stand before Jesus by yourself. And you're going to have to give an account for the things you've done in this body. And the Lord knows all of your ways. Lord John said, I just don't know your ways. I know your thoughts. I know the intents of your heart. Lord, know why you're doing what you're doing. Lord, know the reason behind all of your actions. This is why you can't play around with Jesus. He describes himself as the righteous judge. He's going to judge the world by the standard of what? Righteousness. Lord said, behold, I endure forever. I have prepared my throne for judgment. I'm going to judge the world in what? Righteousness. I'm going to minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Meaning I'm going to be fair with man. I'm going to give him just what he deserves, right? That's why the Lord says that the whole world is going to be found guilty. Huh? Every mouth is going to be stopped. Because the Lord's standard is going to be so clear, so known. Ain't nobody going to be able to argue with that. Nobody going to be able to argue with the Lord's standard. His standard is clear. It's already known. You don't got to go around telling nobody they're a liar. They already know it. They know it all down on the inside of them. They know they're cheating. They know they're doing wrong. They know it. All down on the inside of them. But they think they're just getting by. They say, why? The Lord letting me live another day. He didn't do nothing to me. He haven't done nothing. But no, the Lord says he's great in counsel. He knows what he's doing. He looks on the eyes of all of men. And he's going to reward them for their doing. A day of reckoning is coming, saints. Day of reckoning is coming. This is why we tell you with great certainty, keep on serving the Lord. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Don't be fooled by people that try to cut corners and get by with Jesus. You may get by with people, but you will not get by with Jesus. There's no hiding places. There's no do-overs. There's no give me a second chance. When he calls, you are going to answer. And you're going to have to give an account for the things you've done in this body, whether it's good or bad, acceptable or unacceptable. Right? Now that's all just in verse number 19. Let's look at verse number 20.
But you set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Even unto this day.
That's the truth.
And in Israel and among other men, and has made thee a name.
Yes.
At this day.
Now this scripture lets me know Jesus is timeless. He's omnipresent. One writer said that he set signs and wonders where? In the land of Egypt. Even until when? Now you can open up this book 20 years from now, and this book will still be saying the same thing. It's going to say the signs and wonders are there, and they're not going nowhere until Jesus takes them away. Right? Red Sea is still there. It hasn't dried up. It's still there. The Lord is the one that caused the highway to come in the middle of that Red Sea and allow Israel to cross from one side to the other. Signs and wonders, pestilence, a great nation to be brought down to nothing. Who did this? Nobody but Jesus. How can Jesus do such a thing? Because he says he controls time. And the Lord can cause something to not happen no more. Did he look at that fig tree? Because that fig tree wasn't doing what the Creator had created it to do. The Lord said, don't let nothing grow on you no more. And if we go find that very fig tree today, that fig tree would be barren. I don't care how much you try to water it. I don't care how many vegetables, you know, vitamins you try to give it. I don't care what scientists try to take it into a laboratory and try to fix it. Jesus said, don't let nothing grow on you no more. And that means ain't nothing going to happen for you no more. Don't you realize the Lord can shut you up the same way? You try to hold back on Jesus if you want to. The Lord will shut your blessings right up. And I don't care what people give you, you won't keep it. Why? Because the Lord said, don't let nothing grow on you no more. In other words, I've taken the ability to be fruitful from you. The ability to multiply from you. That's why when the Lord blesses you to be able to be productive, you got to thank Jesus. Lord bless you to be able to go out to work and make a dollar. I don't care if it's just $1. You bless him. You let him know, Jesus, I thank you. Why? Because there's somebody in this earth that Jesus has taken that ability away from them. He said, I've taken the ability to be fruitful away from you. And ain't nothing you can do about it, right? That's the truth. Lord can take your ability to feed yourself away from you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. I don't care how hard you try, you won't even be able to lift your hand up no more. Somebody had to feed you just like a little baby. Somebody say, what happened? The Lord took his ability away from him. And there ain't nothing he can do about it, right? Doctor say, well, we're going to try this. We're going to try that. And he still lay right there. Say, put the tube in his mouth. We'll feed him that way. But at the end of the day, that man ain't feeding himself. That man ain't put that spoon in his mouth. Why? Because the Lord has taken the ability away from him. Come on, saints. That's why when you look at it, you can say, Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Just like the Lord gives life, he can take life away from you. And just like life is taken away from you, he can give life right back to you. That's the truth, saints. The Lord can do that. The Lord can do that. Come on, that's right. We serve a timeless God. That's why we call him omnipresent. He's in all places at all times. Same God that was walking with Adam in the cool of the day is walking inside of me right now. Ain't that a beautiful thing? Huh? The Lord God know what Adam was looking like the day he ate that fruit. That same God is walking with me right now. And he's going to be walking on the earth after I'm gone. Why? Because he's timeless. He has no boundaries. He's from everlasting to everlasting. That's why he told them when they said, look,
Here's your mother Mary. He said, who is my mother? Huh? Who is my father? Look at Melchizedek. I have no mother. I have no father. I have no beginning of days nor ending of life. I am from everlasting to everlasting, right? You can get caught up with the world if you want to, talking about the birthday of Jesus. Jesus has no birthday. Huh? He just showed up. Mary was not conceived of natural things. So that which was in her was of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost put himself in Mary. She said, how can these things be? Seeing I don't know a man. Scripture said the power of the Almighty have overshadowed you. In other words, God put himself inside of you. He chose you to be a vessel, right? A tool. Now the people are going to take and praise you and bless you and talk about how wonderful you are. But Mary said, no, I'm no different than anybody else. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God and my salvation. He had regarded the lowest estate of his handmaid. In other words, he chose to bless somebody that don't deserve to be blessed. That's why I can say, just like Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Just like Mary did on the day she found out Jesus was in her belly, I can say the same thing today. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Why? Because Jesus is living down inside of me. He chose me out of all the people in the world to give me the Holy Ghost, right? Therefore, my soul magnifies him, right? I don't deserve to be saved. All the mistakes I done made in my life, all the choices that I made that were not like Jesus, yet he still stays inside of me. Huh? I didn't wake up one day without the Holy Ghost inside of me. Holy Ghost filled me on December the 18th, 1987, and he's still down on the inside of me. All the mistakes that I made all of my life, Jesus, I'll never leave you nor forsake. I said, Lord, just keep me with a desire to want to be saved. I don't care what goes on in my life, Lord, keep me with a desire, a mind to want to be saved. He has not left me because I want to be saved. I want to go back with Jesus when he comes.
Yes, I do.
I don't want to be lost.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, he proves himself that there's nothing too hard for him. When other people would say, oh, Stephen, you done messed up here. Your credit messed up. You shouldn't be saved no more. Jesus said, no, no. That's how you choose to do with him. But I don't choose to deal with him that way. I'm going to still stick right with him. Huh? He's going to let other folk come up with better credit, better jobs, more money, more salaries, and all this other kind of stuff. You just look at them, pass you right on by. But then you could come to this one conclusion. They're doing it all without Jesus. Yet I still have Jesus. Huh? And therefore I can say there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Because he gives me just what he gives them. Huh? He gives me food and shelter. Huh? I have a roof over my head. Huh? Just like the rich man does. I get from point A to point B. Just like the rich man does. And I can say there's nothing too hard for Jesus. When I die, he gonna die just like me. But the difference between me and them, I'm gonna wake up in the arms of Jesus. And where will he wake up? His soul will be in hell, right? That's why I can conclude that there wasn't a profit, is it, for you to gain this whole world and lose your own soul, right? That's the truth, saints. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Things seem hard for men, they're not hard for Jesus. Now, when I look at Jesus, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. Come on, next verse.
It says, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt. Yeah,
come on, look at it.
And with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, and with great terror.
Jesus is letting you know he's a deliverer. He's a deliverer, he's a redeemer, he's the victor in battle. He's omnipotent, meaning he got all power. Egypt should have beat them, right? Egypt should have beat them Jews. But do you notice the Jews ain't have to pick up one bow, no arrow. They didn't have to ball up none of their fists. Jesus dealt with them all.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's the kind of battle you want to be in.
Jesus.
Where you don't have to fight nor swing.
Right.
Jesus done all the fighting for you.
Uh-huh.
And then what did he say? At the last judgment, Pharaoh said, take what you want and get out of here.
Yeah.
Huh? Take what you want and get out of here.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good victory to me.
Yeah.
Somebody tell you, take what you want and get out of here.
Yeah.
And you ain't had to fight nor argue with them at all.
Right.
Who was he fighting with? Pharaoh was fighting with Jesus.
Right.
And he was fighting a losing battle.
Yeah.
Who was the one that was causing Pharaoh to fight with Jesus? Make him think he could box with the Lord.
Jesus.
It wasn't nobody but Jesus.
Yeah.
According to the scripture, Jesus said, I hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Why did you harden his heart, Jesus, just to prove to you that I'm God? Just to prove to you that when I give you victory, can nothing stop me, right? Can nothing beat Jesus? When Jesus is on your side, can nothing beat Jesus? You on the winning side when you got Jesus. He's got all the power.
Jesus
got all the power. He's a great deliverer. He's got all the power. He is the only victory. There ain't no victory outside of
Jesus.
Anytime you think you've been victorious outside of Jesus, it's only temporary.
Yes,
that thing going to be taken away from you just as fast as you got it.
Yes, yes,
but when you got Jesus, Jesus gives you victory and it keeps.
Yes,
it sustains itself. It don't go nowhere.
Yes.
Long as you stay with Jesus, your victory will stay right with you.
Yes.
But the minute you leave Jesus, there goes your victory right there, right?
Yes,
that's right.
That's the truth. All right, read the next verse.
And have given them this land,
uh-huh,
which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, and land flowing with milk and honey.
Jesus is an establisher.
Right.
He's an establisher, meaning he's the one that lays a foundation.
Right.
He lays a foundation and gives you the tools to build on that foundation. Huh? What did Jesus give man? The earth.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Was the earth here before you? Yes, it was. And he gave you the tools to build on the earth.
Uh-huh.
You ain't built. You ain't create no cement.
No.
Jesus created those elements.
Yeah.
Everything you got on, the wool,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
The cotton,
yeah, right,
the steel,
right,
all that was here before you got here.
Right.
The gold, the silver.
Right.
Some of you got gold around your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Silver around your neck.
Uh-huh.
You ain't create that. Jesus did that.
Right.
Jesus said, I laid the foundation.
Right.
And I gave you the tools to build on this foundation.
Right.
You came out of your mother's womb naked. And you're going to leave naked. Huh? All that wool you got on you. Huh? Glasses you got. Gold you got. All of that going to be left here when your body go back to the dirt, right? Jesus said, I'm the one that laid the foundation. Lord, laid the foundation for Adam to walk on, didn't he? That's the truth.
Yeah.
The Lord said, I made Adam from the dust of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. And Adam became a what?
Living soul.
Ain't nobody but the devil tried to make Adam forget who he was. Huh?
Right.
Nobody but the devil make you forget who you are.
Right, right, right.
Look at what Adam did when he started talking to that devil.
Right.
He forgot who he was.
Right.
Satan didn't make him. Jesus made him.
Yeah, yeah.
Satan didn't give you the commandment.
Right.
Jesus gave it to you, right?
Right, right, right,
right. How dare you disobey the one that gave you life?
Jesus.
Huh? Come on, when you leave Jesus, you disobeying the one that gave you life. Huh? For somebody that can't give you life. Satan is a murderer. It doesn't call him a life giver. It calls him a murderer, right? Calls him a murderer and a liar. And a deceiver. Said the truth is not in him. Huh? Jesus is the only one that can establish the land, saints. That's why I thank the Lord. Every time the devil try to attack the things that the Lord gave you, you thank Jesus. You thank Jesus because the Lord is saying, I'm letting this battle happen to prove to you one more time who I am. Huh? Now, will you get distracted? Yes. Will you get sidetracked? Yes. But you say, I thank the Lord. He's going to prove to me one more time who he is. There is what? Nothing. Huh? Didn't I tell you we're going to read all of this and we're going to come to the same conclusion? There's nothing too hard world can give up on you. But the Lord say, there's nothing too hard for me. Huh? You see that child there? He's where he is because somebody's praying. Saints is praying. No matter how many times the enemy try to afflict and attack, prayers of the righteous. Prayers of the righteous. It opened up his mouth. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It opened up his mouth and gave him ability. See, the Lord said, I create the fruit. Huh? I give you the ability to do what you're doing. You can't do this by yourself, right? There's nothing too hard for Jesus' sake. Now, the world, they got their beliefs. But I thank the Lord, I'm in the knowledge of truth. I know it ain't nobody but Jesus. You look at your life, how the Lord turned you around, gave you a mind to come out of sin. Come on, look at your life. You had no mind to praise Jesus. You could care less about Jesus. You could care less about the ways of holiness. But yet the Lord gives you a mind to want to live right. A mind to want to do right. Listen to the testimony of the power of the Lord. How the Lord can take you from wasting your money on drugs to saying, Lord, I'm going to invest in learning more about you. Think about what the Lord has done. We're not going to no casino. We're not going to no resort. We're going somewhere to learn a little bit more about Jesus. Nobody can give you a mind to do that but Jesus. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, saints. You got to remind yourself of this. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. When people look at you and talk about what you used to do, yes, they don't understand it. They can't fathom it. Why? Because you should be dead. You should be on the losing side. But look what the Lord has done, right? See what the Lord has done, right? Nobody but Jesus. That's why you give the Lord the credit. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, saints. He establishes it. Jesus is the great establisher. He establishes the thing. You see how the devil tried to attack this church? I'm thinking about that thing all the time. How the devil tried to attack this church and use whomever he will let. These very ones that left out of here. Very ones that came up to us several times. Talking about we never going to leave. Be right there with you. We'll support you, Pastor. We'll be there right there with you. Look at them. Look at them. Devil done gave them a challenge they couldn't take. Devil done put a temptation in front of them they couldn't handle. But if they just knew the truth, if they knew the God that they were trying to learn how to serve, they would have looked at that temptation and said, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. You trying to find fault in the Lord's church? There ain't no fault in the Lord's church. Lord's church is a group of people that are trying to live right. Lord says, I'm preparing my bride. We ain't there yet. He's preparing us. But when he gets through, I shall come forth as pure gold, right? You're going to look at my garment and you won't find a spot. You won't find a blemish. You won't find a wrinkle. Why? Because the blood of Jesus will take care of it all, right? If I just stick with him, I just stick with Jesus, he's going to clean me all the way up. He said, I'm going to present myself a glorious bride. Church is a glorious bride, isn't it? You just stick with it. You just stick with it. You just do it. You do what the Creator tell you to do and let him fix you. Let him work on you. Remember what I told you? The scripture didn't say that there's nothing too hard for you. The scripture said there's nothing too hard for the Lord. But with you, it's impossible. With you, it's impossible. But when Jesus gets in, it's impossible. There's nothing too impossible for Jesus. He can fix that thing for you, right? But with you, it's impossible. But with the Lord, it's possible. See why you gotta stick with the Lord?
Yeah.
You stick right with Jesus. It's possible.
Yes,
huh? But if you try to do this thing on your own, you're gonna get discouraged. You're gonna get defeated. Why? Because it's not possible for you. It's only impossible for you. It's impossible for you. But with Jesus, it's possible.
Thank you.
Why? Because there ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Huh? Come on. We're going through his resume. Come on, let's look at another one. Verse number 23.
And they came in and possessed it.
Yes.
But they obeyed not.
You don't want to be this way, saints. When the Lord blesses you to come in and possess eternal life. Huh? What will mess you up? Your disobedient mind. Didn't it mess up Adam and Eve? Yes, it did. The Lord blessed Adam and Eve to possess paradise. But what messed them up?
Disobedience.
The establisher. The provider. The omnipotent God. The omniscient God. The omnipresent God. Told them, do not eat of the fruit. Huh? The devil said it's okay to eat it. But the one with the power said, do not eat of the fruit. Huh? The one that had no power said it's okay. But the one that got all power said, do not eat it, right? Now who you going to listen to? Who you going to listen to? Now give me the wisdom to listen to the one that got the power. Huh? The one that got the authority. Jesus said, don't fear the one that can destroy the body. Fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Jesus said, all souls belong to me. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, right? Now, who you want to listen to? You want to listen to that fella that's going into that bar every day? As though he's trying to present to you that he's living the life. When the Lord told you, don't do it. Remember, the devil has no power. The devil is a liar. So the only one telling him to go in that bar is a liar and a powerless being. The one that got all the power said, put down the drunkenness. Huh? Huh? Said, live a clean and a sober life. Huh? I didn't say it, Jesus said it. Lord said, live a clean and a sober life.
Yes, he did.
And when you do what the Lord say do, there's nothing too hard for you. Huh? When you do what the Lord say do, there's nothing too hard for you. Folks will look at you and say, you should be dead. Huh? You should be in the grave. But look what the Lord say. Lord say, no. There's nothing too hard for me. I'm going to do what seems impossible. Oh, it seems impossible. But it's possible with Jesus. That's why you got to be careful. When the Lord bring you into a place and give you a mind to possess it. I ain't talking about your house. I ain't talking about your car. I'm talking about eternal life. Lord, bring you into a place to possess it. Possess what? Grab hold of life. Huh? Lord ain't bring you into a back alley somewhere. He brought you into a glorious church. A place that he said, this is my house. Huh? He said, this is my house. This is the place where I choose to dwell at. Don't you want to be in the place where Jesus want to be at? He said, this is the place where I choose to dwell in. That's why David said, Lord, David didn't say, I was glad when I walked into my palace. Huh? He didn't say, I was glad when I walked into Bathsheba's home. Huh? He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord, the place where Jesus is, right? That's the truth, saints. When the Lord give you a mind to come in and possess this place. Huh? Each one of you got a testimony of somebody trying to pull you out of the possession. Trying to pull you out. That old great tempter. Trying to make you say, you shouldn't just stay there. You shouldn't be over there. You shouldn't be. But you got to say, no, I know what I found when I got here. I found life. Huh? I didn't find people. I found, and you want people, stay out in the world. But you got, when you got to go where you can find life. Life is Jesus, isn't it? I went where I found life. Huh? And the Lord brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the muck and the miry clay. He set my feet on a solid rock, right? Establish my going in and my coming out. And the Lord brought me out, he intends for me to stay right with me. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Read a little bit more.
They came in and possessed it.
Yes.
But they obeyed not thy voice.
Uh-huh.
Neither walked in thy law.
Yes.
They have done nothing. All of that thou commanded.
Do you know people like that?
Yes.
You know people like that? They came in. The Lord says, I'm bringing you in to give you life. Mm-hmm. But then when the Lord stopped talking to them, Lord stopped telling them what to do. Lord said, this is how they responded to my word. They didn't do nothing what Jesus said. You know somebody like that. Every time the Lord say something, they gonna do what they want to do. Let's see how Jesus deals with this kind of person, saints. Verse number 24. Behold the mouse.
That
keep going.
They are come unto the city to take
uh-huh.
it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans.
Uh-huh.
That fight against
yes.
them because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence.
Isn't that the truth?
And what thou hast
isn't that the truth? Because they didn't want to do what the Lord say do. I'm gonna bring your enemy to you,
yeah.
And your enemy is gonna fight you hard.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to fight you so hard, you're not going to be able to beat him.
No.
Huh? Why? Because it's impossible.
Yeah.
Huh? You left out of possible to impossible.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I'm going to destroy you right in the church. Didn't the Lord say that? Behold, judgment's going to begin where? At the house of God, right?
Yeah.
Come on, saints. The Lord said, I'm going to destroy you right in the church.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring your enemy right here in the church. And they're going to beat you to a pulp. They gonna take you right out of here, right?
Yes,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Take you right out of here, and you ain't gonna know how you got out.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
But not in the church, Lord, yes. In the church.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Chaldeans, that ain't had no mind to praise me. The Chaldeans ain't got no mind to serve me. I'ma bring them right on in here. And they gonna sit right beside you. Who gonna sit beside you? Not a saint,
yeah.
A Chaldean. Lord Jesus, don't let a Chaldean sit beside me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You don't want no Chaldean to sit beside you.
No.
If Daniel is a Chaldean,
uh-huh.
You ought to ask the Lord, Lord, give me the wisdom
uh-huh.
to see a Chaldean
that's
coming.
Because right.
I don't want to befriend
Jesus.
Myself with no Chaldean.
Because
a Chaldean ain't got no mind to serve
no
the Lord.
Huh?
They ain't thinking about the
no.
Lord.
Jesus.
But the Lord said, I'm going to let them come on in.
Jesus.
And what they going to do when they get in, they going to fight you.
Uh-huh.
They going to help you praise the Lord.
Jesus.
They going to fight you.
Yeah. Jesus.
They going to fight you.
Jesus.
Saints, praise the Lord. Chaldean will be right there.
Uh-huh.
Chaldean will be looking right at you. You be praising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise him. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. But let that Chaldean get out the church. And then he gonna start talking in his language. Chaldean-ish. Huh? Huh? What you think about that old elder discovered? He go from your pastor to that old elder. Now you disrespectful demon. Huh? You think you gonna get away talking about me old any old kind of way? The Lord see you. The Lord see you and he hears you. And he will deal with you accordingly, right?
People
be talking about, people don't understand who they dealing with. Jesus is a righteous judge. He sees everything. Didn't that verse number 19 just tell you that? He's great in counsel.
Yes.
And mighty in work.
My eyes are upon all.
Where's the Lord's eyes at? Now you go home and let the devil talk to you about me. Go on and do that.
That's it.
See how far you get.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That's it. Jesus.
How far you get? Go right on.
Uh-huh.
Whisper, do whatever you want to do. See, the difference between me and you, I got the Lord on my side.
Amen.
Lord called me to this work.
Right.
I didn't apply for it. Lord called me to it. And when the Lord see fit to take me away from it, He'll sit me down. He'll sit me down in the dust. And won't nothing I'll be able to do about it. Lord did Bishop that way. Lord set Bishop down, Bishop Johnson down in the dust. And there was nothing that he could do about that. Only thing he could work with was what the Lord gave him, right? He realized he was dealing with a timeless God. But Bishop had boundaries. He had a time to be born and a time to die. And the same thing was true about him is true about me, isn't it? We all have a time to be born and a time to die. But you best believe. You best not talk against the Lord's anointing. Huh? Those whom the Lord has set up, you best respect it. Don't respect me. Respect the office. Huh? The office that I hold. Huh? You better look past, say, Elder Scudder, you're but a child. Don't you say that. Don't you say that. Oh, you're such a young, don't you say that. Now, yes, age, I am young. But don't forget who's inside of me. Holy Ghost is down inside of me. Holy Ghost gives you the message. Huh? And he ain't giving you that message for you just to hear it. He told you in verse number 23 what the devil will try to get you not to do. The devil don't want you to do what? Obey it. Last I checked, this counsel ain't benefiting me none. Isn't that the truth? I think about you, D. All the wisdom, counsel, the advice I gave you, it didn't benefit me none. I ain't living in that house. But I gave you the counsel. I gave you the direction, what you should do. And you did it.
Amen.
Lies for lies.
Isn't
that amazing? I ain't even think about that, brother.
Yeah.
From lies for lies. Down to you working. Not just working, but getting everything straight. For you to possess your car, possess your home. Who do you think was giving you all that? It wasn't me. It was Jesus. Jesus says, I'm a great counselor. He's got your best interest at heart.
Exactly.
All you got to do is do what? Be obedient.
Jesus.
And you remember you were doing all that stuff listening to the devil.
Jesus.
Devil gave you all the same kinds of things.
Jesus.
And where's that stuff at right now? It ain't in your possession. The man took all of that, didn't he? Every dime you had, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Something to think about, isn't it? That's why it's best to listen to Jesus. Let's sit back and listen to the Lord. Let the Lord counsel you. Now you might not understand it all, but you better sit back and let the Lord counsel. Isn't that true? When you went to that program, you didn't understand. It's got these folks slobbering all out their mouth. Ain't no way in the world I should be here. I said, brother, just stick with it. Don't move. Stay right there. This is what the man say is wrong with you. Stay right there. Reap the benefit of it all, right? Thank the Lord, you ain't sitting in that classroom right now.
Amen.
Right. Now imagine you would have walked out them doors.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have been the loser?
You.
Who would have missed the blessing?
Right.
Isn't that the truth? Now I was talking about him, but the same thing could be said about y'all.
Yeah.
You go back over your life, same thing could be said about y'all. But the Lord had your best interest at heart. But was it important for you when the Lord brought you in to possess eternal life? For you to do what? Listen and obey Jesus. Why? Because others are going to come in that are going to do what? Them old Chaldeans. Huh? We had Chaldeans come in here before. Yeah, they come in. They come in and set up camp. They try to show themselves to be saints. And they are not. Ain't nothing I can do. You say, I just gotta put them out. I can't put them out. It ain't my church. Lord brought them in here to do a work, right? Well, what is he here for? Somebody's talking about Jesus behind the scenes.
Right.
And Jesus don't like what he hears. And he said, I brought your worst fear in it on you. And I'm not going to let it leave till it destroy you. Till it beat you down to a pulp, right?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, don't let the child demons get me.
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's the truth, saints.
Yeah.
Don't let the child demons get you.
Amen.
Stay where the Lord intended for you to be at. He brought you into life for you to do what? Possess it.
Yes.
Is that what that verse says? Verse number 23?
Yes.
They came in and possessed
it.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Come on. Their name was on the roll just like your name is on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
They paid tithes just like you paid tithes.
Yes.
Huh? They was members just like you was members. But what did they do when the Lord spoke? What did verse number 23? They listened to a devil rather than Jesus. Ain't no different than Adam and Eve. Who did Adam and Eve listen to? A devil. Devil told them, God knows the day that you eat them, your eyes will be open. And you'll be as God. Knowing the difference between good and evil. That's what the old devil told them. They didn't realize, what do you need to be as God when God already made you? What do I need to be like God when he already made me? I didn't make myself. How much higher can I be when I did not make myself? That's why it's good just to be who the Lord made you. That's what Paul said, I am what I am because of I am, right? Be who the Lord made you, right? Stop trying to, don't say, well, I'm going to be just like, don't try to be like me, be you.
Right.
Be the best you can be.
Right.
Lord got a glory inside of you that's not inside of me.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Well, it's because you my pastor, but the Lord put something inside of you that he didn't put inside of me.
Right.
Ain't no sense in me being jealous over you.
Right.
I ought to be so busy trying to learn me
right.
so I can be the best me I can be.
Right.
At the end of that, I want the Lord to look at my life and say, I used my body to glorify him.
Huh?
I presented my body as a living sacrifice.
Oh, yes.
That's the truth, saints. Come on, y'all keep me moving.
And it says, and thou hast said unto me,
yes.
O Lord God,
yes.
Buy thee the field for money and take witnesses. Okay, for the city is given into the hands.
Who did the Lord give the city to? Not the Jews. Not the Jews. Not the people that should have had it. Huh? Who he give it to?
The child
in. Why? Because they ain't do right.
Because
they ain't do right. That's why I say you better pray the Lord keep you with a mind to want to do
right.
Else the Lord would take what belonged to you and give it to who?
Oh yes.
Come on, read me a little bit more.
Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah.
Yes.
Behold, I am the Lord.
Who does this? Nobody but Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You can call Jesus unfair if you want.
Uh-huh.
But don't look past what the Lord did.
Yes.
All the way up to verse number 23.
Uh-huh.
Who gave them that land? So I don't see anything unfair about Jesus. But look at how they respond. Look at how they responded to what the Lord gave them. When the Lord spoke, the scripture said they obeyed not his voice. Go ahead, finish that out.
And it says, behold, I am the Lord.
Yes.
The God of all flesh.
Yes.
Is there anything too hard for
me? Now that'll work for you or it'll work against you. Those that are in the church ought to let that phrase work for them,
right.
Not against them. Okay?
Amen.
Lord can put a hurting on you just like he can put a blessing on you.
Amen.
I don't care how much you pray. When the Lord put a hurting on you, you just got to go through it.
Yes.
You got to go through it and you got to realize why you're in the position you're in. Maybe it was something that you said. Maybe it was something that you thought. Maybe it was something that you participated in.
Jesus.
That Jesus said that you should not do that.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
And as a result, the Lord says, I'm going to put something on you.
Mm-hmm.
To do what? To teach you a valuable lesson.
Yes.
Do not play with me.
Yes.
Come on, things. Is it true?
Yes.
Do not play with Jesus, right?
Yes.
He's not a toy.
No, he's not.
He's nothing to underestimate.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Look at his resume. Did y'all? We went through it, didn't it? And we saw he is nothing to play with. How do you combat the temptation to doubt Jesus when he says that there's nothing too hard for him? Mark chapter number 9 and verse number 24. It gives you the solution on how to combat, how to fight against that temptation to doubt Jesus. What did Jesus say? There's nothing too hard for me, right? The devil is trying to make you doubt that phrase, right? So Mark chapter number 9 and verse number 24 gives us a solution on how to combat that temptation to doubt Jesus. Mark 9 and 24 says what?
And straightway the father of the child cried out.
Yes.
And said with tears.
Yes.
Lord, I believe.
Help thou my what?
Unbelief.
Help my what?
Unbelief.
Stop staying in a state of unbelief. Would you say, mother, stop having a pity party?
Right.
Right? Stop staying in a state of unbelief. Ask the Lord to do what? To help you. Right? That should be your only prayer. When you're in a situation like that, your only prayer should be, Lord, help me. Stop trying to look for excuses. Stop trying to look for reasons. You're not going to find one. You in it because your doubt. Because you failed to believe, right? Because the Lord done told you there's nothing too hard for him. You got your mind off of Jesus and put it on whatever it is that's causing you to doubt the power of the Lord. Alright? Psalms 121. I'm going to just read these. Y'all don't have to go get them, but you can write them in your notes. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. David says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made what? Heaven and the earth, right? Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Sometimes the devil make you feel like the Lord is not there, but the Lord says, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed. You know what that word dismayed means? When you feel like you're stressed out. Like you're discouraged, like you have no hope. The writer told you, be not dismayed. Huh? That's what the writer said, be not dismayed. Why? For Jesus says, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Huh? Not your family, not your job, not your medicine. The Lord said, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will do what? Help you.
Yes.
Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 44 and 2 says, thus saith the Lord that made you. Huh? You didn't make yourself. I said that earlier today. You did not make yourself. The Lord says, I'm the one that made you. I formed you from the womb, which will help you. You see that? The Lord will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant. And thou, Jeshurun, whom I have done what? You didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose you. The last one, Isaiah 50, in verse number 7. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. That word confounded means confused. Huh? Discombobulated. Huh? Out of sorts. All over the place, huh? That, do you get like that sometimes? Yeah, your mind get like that sometimes. But you gotta, how do you combat it? How do you go against those feelings? Ask the Lord to do what? Help you. Get somewhere by yourself and say, Jesus, help me, right? There's a part in me that's struggling in my faith. Huh? That's the truth, saints. You're struggling in your faith. Somewhere in your own personal faith, you're struggling. Instead of you going around talking about how much faith you got, you need to realize how much you don't have.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You be talking about all that. I got so much. I'm a strong in faith. Talk about what you don't have. Because that's the part that the devil is attacking. He ain't attacking the part that you got. He attacking the part that you don't have. That's where the attack is coming at. Why would the devil attack a part of you that believes? He's after that part that's struggling to believe. And what did the father of that child do? Scripture said he cried with tears. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Disciples saw, Lord, why couldn't we do this, Jesus? Why couldn't we change this circumstance? Jesus concluded by saying, this kind can come forth no other way but by what? Prayer. Huh? Meaning, denying yourself. Denying who? Yourself. And communicating with Jesus. Huh? Stop talking to other people and talk to who? Deny yourself. What is yourself? My feelings. My emotions. Huh? My circumstance. All that eye trouble. I feel this. I'm going through this. I don't know this. I don't understand. You ain't fasting enough. That's your sign. Well, it's because you don't know I fasted this week, and it sure ain't do you no good. Because I still strong. You know you fasted good when I lose this strength. I lose this strength when you fast like you're supposed to. You need to stop talking with people and talk to Jesus. Sometimes the people you talk to could be in your own mind. I ain't talking about individuals. I'm talking about them personalities. What we talked about last Sunday? Bipolar. The personalities you got all in your mind. You communicate with people in your mind that you built up to support you. You know them little people. You got people all in your head counseling you. You remember the last time they told you this? Yeah, I remember the last time. Here you go. Who are you talking with? And what are you talking about? Because it's not Jesus. Look how they looking at you. Who told you that? Ain't a soul sitting beside you. Look how they looking at you. You always looking at my face that way. Always. Who else? Who's talking to you? Them people all in your head. Devil done hit you with a dot that didn't burn up. The dot of multiple personalities. That got in your ears. The little people. They got in your ears and they talking. Man, they working. They working hard. They working hard. You know how I told you that lady said the ingredients? It's in there. You don't want the devil to say, look at you and say, my demons is in there. All in your mind, it's in there. A demon of what? Sadness. It's in there. Demon of depression. It's in there. No, it ain't. It is. Watch. Watch me stir up the pot. Here go the demon. Come on out. The devil be sitting next to me. I told you, I put it in there. Still in there. All right. Trust y'all got something out of the word. Hide the word inside your heart. You may not sin against Jesus. I trust y'all enjoyed this series on the ingredients in the name. The devil does everything he can do to snatch the name away from the righteous. I told you I wasn't going to hold you for so long, but don't blame me. Blame Jesus, because I did not tend to hold you this long, okay? But the Lord know what we need. Lord know what we need in terms of the things that we're going on in our lives. We need to walk with some confidence and say there's nothing too hard for Jesus. All right? I don't care what the temptation come your way. Remind yourself there's what? Nothing. Not some things. Nothing too hard for the Lord Jesus. Is it hard for you? Yes. But it's not too hard for Jesus. Now the key is get you in Jesus. And then you can win some, right? You keep trying to do this thing called life outside of Jesus. And you're going to lose every time. You're going to lose every time, sis. All right? We definitely thank the Lord.